I don't know how you're feeling, but I'm feeling thirsty. We're about to break it down on Vanderpump Rules Season 5, Episode 4, Thirsty Girls. Stay right there.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
She thirsty.
She like my swag.
She sure
is. I don't
know
this song.
She like my smile. She want me
wiped up.
New
what,
ringtone.
What? What?
You know, I don't think any of us knew this song right before now, but it's good.
It's catchy.
All right, guys.
Soulja Boy. That's all. You know when he goes, Soulja Boy. I don't know what he says.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's
yeah.
All the, I
that one, right?
No.
What you cranked that Soulja Boy, oh, that one?
Yeah. Yes.
That's the only one I know.
Anywho, let's get it started. Guys, it's my birthday.
Happy
today?
Birthday.
Yes.
Today. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Wait, I want to say it the best possible Stassi way.
Yes.
It's my birthday.
Yeah, good job.
Yes. Perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Are there cupcakes out there?
Nope.
Oh, well, there's cupcakes not. Waiting for you outside.
Okay, guys. So, hi, I'm your host tonight, Megan Stecker, and I am joined by our panel. Who do we have with us here to my left?
Hey, guys. I'm Justine. You can find me on Instagram at Let's Face It with Justine and find me everywhere there, and Twitter at Let's Face It 33.
Hey, guys. It's Jay Ellis. I'm on Instagram at @don't_be_jealous and Twitter at @still_jealous.
God, you're a fast talker.
I know.
That's a problem. Sorry.
And I am Matthew Evan Payne. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Matthew E. Payne.
And you guys can tweet me at Megan Stecker. Let's get it started.
Yes.
Tonight, very first off the top, Ariana's brother has moved in with Ariana and Tom. I'm not really sure why we needed to know that, unless it's because they drug him along to a shoot he wasn't really supposed to be at. I don't know. But
I don't either.
I think they were
Ariana's
just showing
brother in the house.
Why he was at Big Sol's with them.
Correct.
Maybe.
Correct. Okay. Yeah, exactly. I think it's funny we mentioned that they're having less sex.
Right.
Yeah.
Which always happens if you're going to introduce a roommate into couples.
I hope if Tom drags Ariana's brother anywhere, it's to the barbershop. Because
you and that
I can't deal with the hair.
You don't like it?
No. It infuriates me.
Really?
It's bad's not even the word.
Depends on the guy.
Maybe Tom started growing his hair because he liked Jeremy's so much.
It did. It looked very similar.
Yeah.
Well, you never know. He had the samurai bun, or not even a bun, after. But yeah, I don't know. When it's down, I kind of agree. I'm not, like, super crazy about
no,
it. But
the white tips, I still... It looks like a Halloween wig.
Wow.
It does.
It's a
but
little
some guys
Cruella.
Can really pull off the man bun. Like, they really can.
I agree.
But
I don't think Tom
him.
Sandoval is one of them.
No, I agree with you. I don't think so either. But I like that hair on certain guys.
Me too.
I liked the braid last week.
I did too.
I didn't hate it. Yeah. I made fun of it, but I didn't hate it.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I thought it was not a bad look. While they're at this lunch, Lala rolls up in the Range Rover, which gets some comments. They talk about it around the table. And her comment is, I'm sucking dick for a lot more than Range Rovers, honey. In anyone's opinion, I'd love to go around and find out what is better than a Range Rover if she's...
A house?
A private like, plane. I would... I don't know.
Okay. Okay. Right?
Like a house.
A house with a pool.
Yeah, a house with like a jacuzzi. A house that is like millions of dollars on the beach... And
with a chlorine pool, not salt water.
Yes. Who has salt water pools besides cruises anymore?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought they were still trendy. I don't know.
I know. I thought they were trendy here in
really?
LA.
I've never been to a salt water pool ever in my life. So maybe I'm the one that's uninformed.
Everyone in the chat room is wishing you happy birthday, by
oh my
the
God,
way.
Thank you, guys. And thanks for joining us in the chat. Yay. Lala's whole... Don't talk about me, but here's how I live my life thing. Do you guys think she opens herself up to being talked about in a bad way at work? If she's going to say things like...
Yeah, to an extent. I think she does it not realizing that people are going to take it to a new level. But when you say something like that, look what we're doing. So
true.
But I almost think that she introduces... things about herself and then she's not embarrassed or apologetic about it. So she's presenting it and then like people attack her and she's like, but I said that, like I gave you that information.
Yeah.
Very rarely is stuff coming out about Lala that Lala didn't say herself about herself.
First,
true.
Too.
Yeah.
Agree.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
True.
Yeah, that was like a long run-on sentence. But
yeah,
I think that was, I think she's always presented her own information.
Yeah.
My opinion is not quite popular. I like her so much. I enjoy watching her. I enjoy that she gives zero
F's. Yeah, no, same. I just love how she owns it. And I think that's what I've always liked about her, last season and this season. She's kind of like, I'm not hiding anything, so who cares? And I agree with you guys.
And I think that she has a good grasp of who the girls are, particularly in a group setting, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I think that she knows that she's not welcome, and I don't think she cares that she's not welcome. Mm-hmm. And I think she's going to continue being her and not try to win them over.
Yeah.
Do you think her sensitivity last week was about not being welcomed into the group, like when she was crying to her mom?
I think it was 2 weeks ago, and I think that it was the premiere, right?
Yeah, she was.
Oh, it was the premiere. Gosh, time is flying.
It's gone fast. Yeah.
I think it's because she's being bullied.
Okay.
But I think she wants to be in the group. I mean, we've seen her go to Katie and apologize. She's talking to Sheena this episode. So I think she does want to be in with these girls, and she just isn't playing the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or having to qualify to be friends with them.
I want to say she's probably never been part of a big girlfriends type group. She's probably always been the girl to be like, I am who I am. I do what I want. I'm not going to play by your rules.
She's the guy's girl,
right?
I guess, which is what Sheena was several seasons ago, toward the first two seasons of the show.
Yeah.
I think so.
I mean, that was so long ago. Oh, my God. I can't imagine Sheena being like that.
Right.
Just the way she is now. It's, like, weird to think that she was, like, a guy's girl.
I think Sheena was more desperate to fit in with the girls, even up until recently. Like, I think Sheena's so thrilled to be in the group. I mean, I said it last week. Mm-hmm. I think she's so thrilled to be part of the girls now. Mm-hmm. That it was worth having to fight for. From what I'm seeing on TV, I don't think Lala feels the same. I think she'll apologize because I think that it was necessary. Yeah.
I mean, we saw tonight even too, like, not to jump ahead, but Sheena was still fighting to kind of be in the group. Like, still fighting for
100%.
Yeah.
I have to say it. I feel like she'll never be 100%. On the Sheena? Level of all, yes,
me
of
too.
The, all the other girls.
What do you think holds them back from, like, letting her in? Like, why are there so many doubts with Sheena?
I think that they think they're the original three. Like, they're the original clique along with the guys. And Sheena was kind of brought in as a, you know, almost, like, she was cast into their restaurant, brought from a different restaurant to be cast onto that show.
To be the odd man out.
I think they do sense, like I feel like those three are thick as thieves, and they'll go down swinging for each other, and they're always going to be friends no matter what happens as far as a TV career or not. Mm-hmm. And I think with Sheena that they feel like maybe she's different. Like, maybe she's here for the fame. She's here for the opportunity. There's something about her that they don't fully trust. There's something about her that they can sense that's like, there's something just a little bit different.
Bingo. You hit the nail on the head.
You know what? She loves to fit in with everybody, and she loves to call everyone her best friend, which I've always pointed out. And I think that irks them. They are so obsessed with loyalty. And I think we have heard Stassi say it like 18 times already this season. Like, the loyalty. Where's the loyalty? They care about being a clique together. Mm-hmm. Sheena wants to fit in with everyone.
And she has attempted to prove the loyalty. And I think Stassi even said it tonight. Welcome back to the group.
Yeah.
But let's see how far it goes.
Yeah.
Sounds like high school.
Warning shots fired.
Yeah.
We also meet James' new girlfriend, Raquel, who he's apparently been dating since January.
Right.
Well, he met her New Year's Eve, so technically December 31st.
She's the pageant girl.
She's the pageant girl. And she's only 21, and she's going to be staying at his apartment. I'm still not clear.
It's a living room.
A screen.
It has to be.
I'm still not clear on if he has a studio to himself or he's just staying in part of an apartment as his rented out space.
I mean, he must be sharing that space or else he wouldn't have up a screen for his bed.
That's
I would
how
think.
I'm feeling.
So it must. I think that man, I don't know who, it's a man that he knows. I think he's in that same housing situation.
Okay.
In an
but
actual
he said he's
bedroom,
gone.
I would guess.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
I think he said he travels a lot when he was meditating on his patio. When Lala comes over. Yeah, I think, maybe I'm wrong, or maybe I'm making that up in my head to make it seem like a better situation.
Did anyone notice a resemblance between Raquel and Lala?
A little bit.
I mean, I think it's a type. Yeah.
It's a type.
She wears less makeup.
Than Lala.
Which is funny, as a pageant girl, you think that they go around like dolled up all the time. But that's like her like regular college girl look, I guess, you know.
Well, what she lacks in makeup, I think she overcompensates for in the personality.
Yeah, well, she's a little too on team James kind of. Do you guys think she really believes
him? Hi, babe. Oh, you're so sweet, babe.
No, she was like, you're the best or something. And she was like, no, James, you are. Like, just completely head over heels for this guy. It's like, wait, I guess she hasn't seen the show, or she hasn't. She doesn't care. Because the way that they talk is just, like, crazy to me.
Yeah.
She was supporting him in his theory that everyone's jealous of him.
Is so hard for me to hear that, like, it's so hard because I'm just thinking, like, I just don't have that in me to assume that everybody wants what I'm not a DJ. Like, I just don't, I feel like that's so pompous.
But you mean a rock star.
Yeah, I'm not a rock star. I'm just not a rock star. But then he could be taken down so many pegs, like, for losing a job at a restaurant. Like, it's so crazy that where his mind goes. I want to see him in therapy instead of Tom.
He almost has a plausible theory in that, like, maybe they are jealous. Maybe they are jealous that they're the original clique cast first season, and he was brought in, you know, having dated Kristen, and they've kept him, and he's been brought on as kind of a full-time cast member, and, like, maybe he has a plausible theory, except he goes so far to call himself a rock star, and, like, screaming at the bartenders like they're lower than him, or screaming at everyone like they're lower than him. Then that's when it gets, like, okay, you're wrong.
I think that, well, I was just gonna say that I think that that's, like, 100% how it is. I think that the whole, like, original cast, they don't like him. He really was brought on. I think they think they're the originals, and he's just, like, this tag-along. But James goes above and beyond that. So even if the cast does feel that way about him and they do alienate him, like, without realizing it, he's calling himself a rock star. He's talking down to them. He's screaming. So, like, you know what I'm saying?
But the way he comes at them, like, going back to the premiere, like, we had him shake... I'll say politely, shake a cocktail at the table and be like, oh, we weren't invited, when he's calling, I mean, this was so low, like, saying that Kristen was basically a special needs compared to his girlfriend now who's working. Yeah. If you heard that on TV, would you want to hang out with that person? No. I wouldn't even want him near my friends.
Oh, I'm glad you said that. Actually, I took a screenshot from James' Twitter.
Oh, he's bringing receipts. I love when a person can, like, pull up a receipt.
This is from his Twitter from tonight?
From today.
Okay.
He said, new hashtag pump rules alert, 9 p.m. at Bravo TV. Tonight's episode is so funny, trust. If anyone likes the crazy shit I say, wait for tonight, LOL. I personally don't think any of that was funny. I don't think anything that came out of his mouth was funny, from the comment to Kristen, to putting Jax down for being a bartender, to shit-talking Lisa. I think it was all low class.
Yeah.
And do you think that this was trying to diffuse how he came off? Like, the entire last 10 minutes of the episode are very embarrassing for him. He's really drunk. He's crying. Then he gets fired and he's crying. Do you think this was trying to like, play off that he's going to be an embarrassing episode for him?
I don't know. I don't know, because I know that they get to view the episode, like, a week before it airs.
Right.
So he had time to let it sink in.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. I didn't know they got to see it a week before.
Right.
Well, at least a few days. They have to write blogs and all that.
That's right. Mm-hmm. No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think that he thinks he's funny.
Oh.
Is my opinion.
I do think that he thinks that this is coming from a very humorous place, and it's not for me. It's a cringe word.
I think he's trying to be a little bit Stassi in his, like, interview portions, and it doesn't work for me. I think she's hilarious. I think he thinks he's hilarious.
Yeah.
He's just, like, he just gets really, like, mean. Like, he says, like, really mean shit.
Well, that's when he's really drunk, too.
But he has good TV.
He is. Kristen brings up Kristen is out to lunch with Stassi and Katie.
Mm-hmm.
She brings up that just the night before, Sheena cried to her. She was so upset she cried about Katie being mad the week before in her apartment, saying, like, you're not loyal. How could you talk to Lala? That whole situation. The girls seem very united. And
I think so, too.
It was a real reaction for me. Gosh, I don't know. Give me your thoughts before I keep going on.
Sheena was saying that Sheena was saying that Katie was drunk to Kristen mm-hmm. When Katie said that she was offended. And when I first saw it and when they did the little flashback mm-hmm. on tonight's episode, I didn't think Katie seemed drunk.
I think you could tell while she was talking to Kristen and Stassi.
On the bed?
Yes, before Sheena came in. I think you could tell more then. She was like a little more slurry, a little more. And the other two girls, I think, were just as drunk. So it was kind of like drunk playing off of drunk.
Drunk, okay.
And maybe not even super drunk, but like had enough drinks that they were like a little slurry, loose. A little loose with the lips.
I just thought Katie seemed coherent. I totally yeah. understood what she was saying, and I didn't think she was coming off as a bitch.
I didn't either. I think Sheena felt attacked. Like, what did you see that you're so upset at me? I didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
Kind of a...
Like what Sheena said, twisting the situation. Like, you're putting words in my mouth of what
right.
happened.
Like, claiming something happened that didn't... Yeah. Saying that we said things that weren't said. Kind mm-hmm. of a... So maybe that's what she was so upset about. I think she... Probably the tears came from feeling like she fought so long to get into that clique.
Yep.
And here she is being booted out again over nothing.
Right.
Is, I think, her emotions there. But funny enough, right at the very same time they're discussing this, at work, Sheena has the cojones to say to Lala, you know what, I can't tell you how my weekend mm-hmm. went because I just don't want to talk to you.
That's mean girl's mentality right there.
I thought it was rude, too. I understand that the other three do not want her to talk to Lala at all, but, like, for Lala to be like, how was your weekend?
It was so high school right there, like, that whole scene... literally reminded me of Mean Girls and just high school in general because it's like, how old are you? Like, I get, you don't want to be friends with her because so-and-so isn't, but, like, can't talk to you because so-and-so doesn't like you. That's literally what happened in my high school. Like, you're your own grown person. Do you really have to, like, be, like, a tag-along? I thought it was ridiculous.
Do you think Sheena wanted to say that, or do you think that she was like, this is what I should say?
I think it was, this is what I should say, yeah. because she's not like that. She loves to be inclusive and included with everyone else, too.
Yeah. I hope that Brittany, because Brittany was there as well, and it just almost seemed, well, maybe they were done doing their roles. You never know how long has really passed, but it just seemed oh, like yeah. they were like, let's get up and move over to this section. I don't know.
It was definitely awkward.
Yeah.
That's a really good point. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. If Brittany's yeah. trying to people please with the girls that she's close with and not be welcoming to yeah. Lala either.
They haven't really given Brittany an initiation. She almost just kind of fell right in. And she's yeah. definitely not as close. Like, she's not sitting at lunch with the girls. I know she was at work. But we haven't seen that same kind of fight for her to get into the group as we've seen with Sheena over mm-hmm, five yeah. seasons now.
Right.
I don't think she's trying to really be. I think she's really there and just wants to be with Jax. Like, I don't think she cares as much as Sheena does about being in the group.
Yeah, you're right.
And the girls love her.
They love her. She was a bridesmaid for Katie within, you know, less
like
than
that,
a year.
Right.
Yeah.
They probably like that she's not trying. I mean,
maybe.
Who knows?
I wrote down here, though, is there something we don't know between these girls and Lala? Because it seems like they have such a vendetta. It's like, you're not allowed to talk to her, and, like, we don't like her. I understand that she and Katie have said some bad things about each other, but it's like Katie said mean things too. And I'm just wondering, is there all this stuff going on off camera that we don't know about? That this is so deathly serious that they're like, you can't talk to her. Loyalty.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like Lala has aligned with James, and I think that they don't like James either. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, you know, you're gonna hang with him, and this is this group, and this is this group. So
yeah
I think that's they've kind of drawn a line.
I think that's what Tom Schwartz was saying last week, right? That Lala came in, she aligned herself mm-hmm. with the wrong person, and instantly wrote yeah. herself off.
Mm-hmm.
And
did
for
he
him,
say that, or did I make that
you,
up?
You're right.
Oh,
did.
Okay.
Yeah, he said. Yeah.
And he also said, God, Lala's tough, and I just really don't like her. She's not a good person, I think, in so many words, is what he was saying. And, I mean, for Tom, the nicest guy in the world, who never wants Katie to have beef with people, to take a side and say that, it's like, okay. I think there's definitely some stuff going on, maybe, that we don't know, on top of the name-calling.
Yeah.
Yep.
I gotta say.
Yeah, because there's so much we don't see. They slam everything into, what, like, not even an hour a week. There's probably so much we don't see.
Mm-hmm.
And off camera when they're not filming, you know?
Sure.
I do never hear them, though, say, you know, that didn't happen. Or
after we've wrapped, this was... Yeah, I think they do capture a lot. It's just, you're right. They are cramming a few months worth into a few weeks.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Usually just the summer. Usually, mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm. Schwartz goes to a therapy appointment.
Yeah.
Pre-wedding. This is kind of help his pre-wedding jitters. This is the therapist he and Katie saw together, or maybe still see together. I felt so, so bad for him in this moment. And the things that the therapist was saying back to him made me feel like this situation's way worse than he's verbalizing. Because she left him with the words, you're not stuck in this. So.
And you could see him processing that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's so cute. That's all I kept looking at. I'm, like, being so superficial. I was just watching that little face, and he's so scared. Like, he literally seems scared of his relationship.
He's such a good guy.
I get butterflies seeing him on the screen now that I've met him. I'm like, oh.
When did you meet him?
He was here last week.
Justine. Okay, we're talking after the show. So her homework is to go home and talk to Katie about the conversation that they had. And she's like, you need to have a check-in. I think that they probably don't do that too often. They probably don't say, like, you know, now that we've had this issue, or now that things are better, or now that, or right now everything's great, let's check in with how you're feeling and how you're doing. And it went bad quickly.
Yeah. Well, I'm really surprised that we didn't see a flashback, because he brought up the thing where he said that Katie has approached him many times and said, like, I can't believe you did this. I don't know if this is the kind of man I want to marry. And, I mean, we've seen
that
the text.
Montage or whatever.
The montage of the drunk fights
and
was
then,
good, yeah.
Oh, man. I love seeing, like, a Tequila Katie moment in Mexico where she got a beer. Like, I love the Tom, like, the pull away. But it's just, like, we've seen, like, these conflicts. And I think he left the therapy session wanting to bring this up and be like, look, this is kind of, like, where I'm at. Like, you kind of put me in this corner and then lash out at me, even though I'm just trying to stay neutral. And so I think that he had the right intentions of bringing it up, but then it almost felt like he was dropping a bomb, which I could see how Katie could take it like that too, but then she was just like, like retaliating, like what we would expect from Katie. I just got so tongue-tied. Yeah, I don't know.
How did you feel? Did you feel like she got embarrassed really quickly the way he was approaching the conversation, and that's why she kind of like went off really quickly and was angry?
Why are you directing the question at me?
I mean, Jeremy said his piece.
I don't know. I think she didn't want to hear it.
Yeah.
And I think I think mean is her defense mechanism. And
see, I was feeling like she was hurt in this situation. I was seeing myself and Katie in this.
Hurt. Yeah. But it's mean. The way that she delivers her digs, I'm like, I'm done talking to you. I'm not. Do you have anything else to say? Because the conversation's over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she goes in the kitchen. And I agree. You totally see hurt on her face.
Yeah.
But I don't think that there's a way.
And salad.
And salad.
And salad.
Yeah.
Lots of lettuce.
And a romaine salad.
Yeah.
Sorry. Girls on a wedding diet. Gotta eat that lettuce for dinner.
It actually looked delicious.
I know. I was thinking how bad I was craving a salad after watching that scene.
Yeah.
But I was thinking that she was very hurt. So it went from zero to hurt rather than like zero to angry. Because she basically, I think she thought he was trying to say, are we getting married too quickly? Do you not want to marry me? Maybe she thought he was trying to say, I don't really want to marry you, but I don't know how to bring it up. I thought she was hurt in this, not so much angry. It was just a hurt reaction.
Yeah. I'm trying to process, like, because I know that where he's coming from was not a malicious spot to make her feel
at
like
all.
That. At all.
No.
And it's just, I think he was, airing some concerns that he wanted to go move forward with. Like, when we don't agree on something and you have been drinking, I just don't want it to be an attack from Katie or from her.
Yes.
I do remember in past seasons where Katie has said things on air where it's like, you know, everyone bleeping loves Tom. Tom can do no wrong. Oh, he's such a good guy. Like, you don't know Tom. But it's weird because, like, I feel that way about Tom. Like, I love Tom. Mm-hmm. I think Tom's such a good guy. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't get enough of Tom.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe we don't know it. Maybe it's different in the relationship.
And I believe her in that because I have that boyfriend. I have that boyfriend that everyone's like, he's so wonderful. We love right. him. Oh my God, Mech's so great.
Megan, he's and pretty he fantastic. Loves,
he's the nicest guy. He loves making friends with strangers. Yeah. And I'm like, I always feel like strangers come before me. So that's why I'm like, roll my eyes and everyone's like, he's so great.
I just thought of it. He's not putting them in front of you, though. He's treating everybody equally as nice, right? Like, I think that's a Tom thing. Like, same with Mac. Like, I think he's just giving you them as much attention as he is you. Like, he's just a very equal opportunist, nice person.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't want to bring my real life into this reality show.
Meanwhile, Max is like, hey, what did I do?
I know. Like, let's stop there while we're there.
Okay.
Okay. Next scene. Jax says, I really actually thought this was like a profound thing. Oh, do you have something in the chat room?
Go.
Oh, okay. I thought you had something in the chat room you were saying. Okay. He said, Kristen, Stassi, and Katie share one brain, and if you don't think the way they do, you're out. I feel like that sums up the entire series. I've never heard something sum up this entire series so good, easily. And it came from Jax!
I know.
He's such a hypocrite, though. I can't with Jax. Jax and James, literally, every single time, every episode, especially last season, I'm like, I just can't with them. I can't even, Jax, whatever he says, like, I think that's the most accurate thing. Like, that's the only, like, I can't with him.
Do you agree with them, like, drawing the parallel between Jax and James? Is that why you're kind of, like, on the same page with both of them?
Yeah, because they're both hypocrites and they both talk about how, like, they're like, oh, Jax and James, they both start drama, and then they, like, pretend they don't start drama. And then they, like, go in back and forth saying, oh, this one does this, and then it's like, they both do the same thing that each other does.
Yeah.
I think you, Megan, did you say that? I forget who said it. It's like looking, no, they said it on the show, that it's like looking, it's like Jax is looking at himself when he looks at James.
Sandoval.
He said that,
looking at himself 10 years ago, and he doesn't like what he sees.
Like 3 years ago.
Yeah, not 10 years.
Right, exactly. Like, right pre-Britney?
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
Like, he's literally, I mean, I still think I see a lot of that in him. I think James is just overshadowing his douchiness.
I don't disagree. I think that Jax was as bad, if not worse, than James is now. Uh-huh. I do think, I don't know, I enjoyed watching Jax do it more than watching James do it.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I always kind of watch Jax with like a smile, like, typical Jax. Then with James, I'm like, what is he doing?
You would see Jax like throw a match and watch the whole place burn while walking away. With James, it's like he lights the match and burns with it. Like,
he's holding it.
Because he's so full of alcohol, he's flammable. I agree. Really, I think with Jax and James, maybe it's like, Jax isn't so calculated. He just loves to start drama and then, like, walk away and, like, watch it, like, voyeurism. Like, how's this going to go down now?
Right.
It's going to burn and I'll watch. With James, it's, like, so calculated. He's trying to be
malicious,
special and cause drama. Right. And it's not... It looks obvious to me. And I think that's the difference with the two of them.
Yes.
But I still, after two seasons, can't figure out why Jax really wants to kill James so much.
Seriously.
I think because he talks so much smack.
True.
He's so fresh.
He does deserve a good kick in the butt to, like, straighten him out, I feel like.
This might have been it.
Yeah.
Really, though. Right. Sorry, guys. I got to flip to my next page. No. Jax and Brittany also have a weird moment at home where, like, their at-home moments seem a little, like, phony to me. This might have been all Jackson, like, really how he acts at home, but, like, talking so rudely to Brittany about, what do I have to clean this place to? You need to make a sandwich for me, all that kind of stuff. I don't think that that's how their relationship is, or Brittany wouldn't put up with it.
Yeah.
Did this seem phony to anybody?
It was, yeah, I just thought it was so rude. Okay, and he mentioned, I'll pay the bills, like, a bunch of times, and it's like, he has said he doesn't mind doing it, but then when he gets mad, he's, like, throwing it in her face.
Right. He has said, you know, I bought you boobs, and that kind of stuff. I think that they bicker.
Yeah, for sure.
But I think that a lot of it is, like, I think that it's, like, a lack of storyline. Like, how many times can we hear she moved here from Kentucky for him, and that he bought boobs for her?
I think he likes... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, like, he's been seeing her steadily so he kind of doesn't have a storyline because his storyline is always who he's hooking up with, sleeping around with,
right,
cheating on. And he's got, like, the great home life right now.
And then he said, I don't care if she works. I choose to support my girlfriend. That's just the way I was raised, which I have to tell you kills me. That is so funny because it's just not, it's simply not true.
Okay.
His past girlfriends supported him. They talk about it in seasons past, yeah, on and off camera.
Oh, yeah.
He was a freeloader for multiple girlfriends who put him up.
Well, now that he has money from all these successful seasons,
now he's footing the bill.
Can we talk about how, of course, he bought Brittany her great new rack and her dress wouldn't stay close?
So fucking funny.
I thought that was such great comedic timing. How they kept showing because normally that would be cut out and they'd have her redo it, but the fact that they used it in the show was so great. Mm-hmm.
And I like that she's a good sport about it, too. She's like, okay, no more deep breaths. Like, she's just, I don't know, she played along. I'm enjoying her this season.
I think she's really sweet.
Yeah.
Really sweet.
Yep.
Yeah.
Last February, I was doing this red carpet, and she was there, but she was serving food, like, at the little after party. And I was just like, I said hi to her, and we were just talking and stuff. And yeah, she was really just exactly the same as what you see.
She seems sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just her little accent, genuine. Just all like smiley. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. I like her.
So Sheena goes over to, she thinks she's going to be hanging out with the girls. Mm. And she kind of gets a taste of like the Witches of WeHo, as Tom called it last week.
Yeah.
They come down on her hard about, even though she had texted Kristen and said, hey, I let Lala know there is no me talking to her. I'm full team Katie. They still come down on her a little hard and say, like, you know, welcome back to the group, but you've been warned, kind of a situation. I kind of thought she was going to cry and, like, run for the hills. Did you guys think they came on a little too strong?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Sheena kind of felt like she had to apologize for something that she
didn't really feel like she was wrong for saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think.
It was like a lion's den. Dropping the meat in.
I think that they had a little much to drink already because they were like, no, we're telling you why we love you, but pay attention, kind of a situation.
Yeah. I thought that too. I did appreciate, though, that Stassi was saying, you know, some people say I don't mean to be mean, and they do mean to be mean, but when I'm saying it right now, I'm really not trying to be, but you do have this issue.
Yeah.
I like that, and that made sense to me. Mm-hmm. But then they cut to Sheena, who looks terrified at what she's about to hear, and I think was insulted with what she was just delivered.
Yeah.
Also, something that I'm noticing more and more, there have been scenes this season where people are offering Sheena drinks, and she's turning them down. She turned it down, I think Kristen was like, do you want some wine? And she was like, nope, and sat down. I think that Sheena knows that if she's not intoxicated for these fights, she can say, well, I wasn't drinking.
That's a great point. And I'm wondering if it also has to do with Shay's sobriety struggles, too.
Yeah.
And I feel like maybe they're dropping hints there to us so that later on, since we've seen in the tabloids, we've been hearing that maybe they're separated, maybe they might divorce, maybe he went on this crazy 6-day, lost, cleaned out the bank account binge. Maybe they're dropping us hints because we've been told through the tabloids that later on they want to show us the marriage drama and what the real story is behind all the gossip.
Yeah.
So I'll be interested to see.
I did notice that too, though, that she declined a drink again.
She asked them about where's the water last week at the party at Katie and Tom's.
That's right.
And then tonight it was like a quick close up of her drinking water through a straw when she had declined the wine. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting.
I can almost picture a scene coming up at some point this season with her being like, you know, I haven't been drinking in months. Like,
yes.
You know, how the voice manages to raise.
And I wonder maybe if this is for also the fans. Like, maybe she's just not drinking on camera because everyone gave her such a hard time last season about her being like, well, I can still drink. It's Shay's problem.
Yeah.
Like, I'm fine to drink. You know what? Alcohol isn't even his problem. He can drink.
I'm sure they're uber aware of how it looks on camera.
Yeah. I mean, it was such like a poop storm, I should say.
Yep. I would be sober if a camera was on me. Like, I wouldn't touch alcohol, I think.
I mean, that's where all the explosions come from in reality TV. So to not drink is very smart.
Yes.
But
I'd be bad TV. I'd be so boring. But yeah.
This is why I cannot sign up for reality TV. I'd be like, a glass of wine, yes! Second glass, please!
Just hand me the bottle.
But like, I'm feeling so relaxed now. Let's go have that conversation you told me to go have.
Yeah.
What am I missing here? Okay, so then we go on to like a long, extended scene at the restaurant that lasts a while. We go through a lot of things. We see that James has drank before work, and during this exact shift during work, Gigi, a hostess, comes over to start a little something up. She starts telling people on the staff, Jax namely, that she and James hooked up. Now he's saying all this horrible stuff about her, and he's trying to sweep under the rug that he hooked up with her while he's with his beauty queen girlfriend, who was probably out of town at that time, away at school.
He shoots himself in the foot when he pretends he doesn't know who Gigi is, but then says, "You said that to me at Pump." I'm like, oh, so now all of a sudden you know who this girl is who was giving you compliments?
When
like,
I think he was actually going to say at my apartment.
Because he said, oh, you didn't say that to me.
Yeah.
And then she was like, oh, what, at your apartment? And he's like, no, I was going to say at Pump. But it was just weird. The whole thing was just really weird. He was trying to get himself out of this web of lies. It was just really strange. The whole thing was awkward.
St. Diana walking in always into a like this poor woman as a manager has got to be like, are you kidding me?
I like her too.
I do too. I like
her. Well, her starring role during Kristen's bringing.
Suckety, I mean.
Bringing the what would we call her, Florida girl? Is that what we call her? The Florida girl. Oh my god!
Oh, that was
iconic
perfection.
I watched an interview. It was with Kristen, Katie, and Tom. And one of the questions that the fan asked was thing that you regret saying most in all the seasons. And someone said, I think it might have been Katie said, was it when you told Diana to S-A-D? And Kristen went, no, that wasn't it. But I love how it was
classic,
like,
Kristen, yeah, my fave.
Nope, not it.
Not that one. Like, it's like she's not denying that she said something so ridiculous and horrible. She's no, not that time. The other time.
So, I mean, this kind of goes into, like, rolling into Diana's want to get rid of James, and she's just like, what is it going to take? Like, he's literally clapping and yelling across a restaurant, and I think we've all been to Sir. Like, if you're sitting in that main area, it's a restaurant, so you're just right there, and you're going to see that action. You're going to hear it.
Yeah.
So
everyone will be looking.
People know that, though. It's in the front. It's right at the entrance, like, where he's DJing at. So it's a very noticeable thing, and as a professional, I think she's just like, we've got to cut this out.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys think that he's doing, like, he's drinking because he knows? Like, I think he definitely has a problem, but do you think that he knows that he's good TV and he'll be kept, I mean, as until today, if he creates the drama by drinking? Because you never know, when he's not drinking, he could be kind of boring. So maybe he wants to stay on the show, and even if he looks like an ass. I mean, what do you guys think about that?
I think the drinking stems from insecurity for him. Like, if he's going to feel insecure filming a scene, he has a drink or two.
Loosens up a little bit.
Yeah, he feels great once he's had those two drinks, and then, you know, people are buying them for him, as we saw, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, he finds bartenders to give him free drinks, and he thinks he's fine, as many drunk people who can't control themselves do feel. And it's not fine. He's out of his mind, as we could see from the way he spoke to Lisa when Lisa tried to pull him aside and talk to him, and he was very drunk. If anything's other than like the physical fights, like that scene really cemented for me where he goes when he's drunk. Mm-hmm. Like speaking to her, this constant speaking to people like he's better than them is like, oh buddy, are you kidding?
Especially to Lisa that like got him the job. It's her show. Like, it's just, I just cannot believe how rude he was.
She's had continued faith in him and has always had his back and always goes back to, you know, I'm friends with his mom. I don't want to fire him because this is for seasons now.
Yeah.
Also, she and Ken signed him as managers. So I think they thought they were going to make all this money off him Hollywood style. So that's why I think he's been given all these chances to remain on the show. And he's their client.
The way he was talking to Ken.
I believed Ken wanted to lay him flat on the sidewalk.
I mean, that was amazing. So James not only has got enough through talking to, he's had way too much to drink.
Yep.
They're closing down the restaurant. He's already had a go at it with Lisa.
Yeah.
He decides he needs a shot. Tom Sandoval's stupid enough to give him one. and also does one. This was the best part of the whole episode for me. Whole season so far. I felt like it was just, when you're getting camera footage where people aren't wanting to be filmed and the producers are catching people way in the background that you didn't know were there, this was really a nutty scene.
Well, I mean, you and I, we kind of talk like that Tom gets in trouble for giving James a shot when it's like...
Why so is Tom
Lisa
in trouble?
Even yeah. pinned it on mm. Tom. Like, you should know better than to give him a shot when he's asking for it. So Lisa's so, like, vehemently trying to, like, keep the blame off of James. Like, give me a reason to keep him kind of thing. Like, mm-hmm. Tom, you should have known better. I'm just like, oh. But then you're right. When the camera comes, like, and see Lisa, a shadowy figure in the background, like, saying, mm-hmm. knock it off. Not even mic'd. Ken wasn't mic'd. Like, they right. weren't assuming that they were getting,
I love I that, think, didn't
shot.
You?
Yeah, I mean, it just felt like this is, like, a real...
This was
real.
Reality.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just... And I mean, I'm going to go back onto something... Like, we've heard about James getting in a headlock. We've heard of James saying really bad things to that to the manager or server at Pump. So this is something that maybe when the cameras probably would have cut off, we would have heard about this in a testimonial. But we actually got to see that this is how it was when the cameras were still rolling, when we normally Brilliant. Would have got it cut off.
I thought it was so amazing when Ken had those Jiggy and the other new dog that they got that looks exactly like Jiggy in the crook of his one arm, yeah. and he threatens James and says, I'll knock your spark out.
That and was a little puppy.
Awesome.
Yeah.
But James is such a, like, he went from being a jerk saying, like, you're not talking respectfully to me, Lisa, to immediately crying like a little girl the second Lisa and Ken were upset with him.
Yeah. He was disrespectful to her the first time she wanted to have a conversation with him outside one-on-one, the, mm-hmm. the where it was an actual scene mm-hmm. that we were seeing between the two of them. And I thought, God, he's so disrespectful. And then, because he was challenging her,
mm-hmm.
and he said, I love you, and she said, but he was not done. Mm-hmm. She cut him off. She said, if you love me, you go inside. Do what I say now. And he got up like a little bitch and went inside.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder if this is the type of relationship he has with his mother, where, like, even as a child, it's like when you're about to get in trouble and you know you're about to get yelled at or mm-hmm. spanked or whatever would go on with you as a child right. and or timeout or whatever, like grounding, taking the TV away, whatever, you would start crying and apologizing. And yeah. he's still doing that as a grown man. So he's, like, not a grown
you're
man to me.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I never thought of it in that sense. Yeah, that he talks all this crap, but then, like, he could literally change his stance. Like, he'll tell her off and the next second cry. Like, it's like that. So, yeah, as a kid, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I never thought of it like that.
Just carried into your adulthood. Yeah, yeah, like, you've seen that it works, and it has worked so far because he apologizes, and Katie kind of called him on it this season and said, you say all this stuff, and then you just think an apology is going to erase it from my like my memory. Mm-hmm. But we just see, I mean, now he's kind of paying for his... the consequences. He's getting yeah. his comeuppance.
It is funny to me what is forgiven and what is not.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some of the stuff that they have all done to each other over the course of the seasons, and, you know, the girls are best friends after cheatings and lyings yeah. and yeah. fights. Same with the guys. And then, you know, but then I think when you are hateful, that's unforgivable.
Agreed.
But he does walk into the last scene that we get with Lisa, like mm-hmm. kind of like a dog with his tail between his legs, like thinking Literally. It's not going to happen. And then it's just like, that was it.
This is probably the third time we've seen him have to go to her home and have a personal conversation after something, an incident at work.
Mm-hmm.
This time he didn't show up crying, which I think he did the last time we yeah. saw him go meet her. I thought Lisa was stone cold, and it was one of my favorite scenes I've ever seen with her, because I didn't feel like she was trying to be so witty, and
you're right,
and it was like real boss talk to yep. him.
The last scene of the show,
very last scene, yeah,
yeah, not even boss talk. Even she said, "I, in my personal opinion, like, you shouldn't have another drink." Like, and he just says, "I don't know how to stop," which is such a scary mm-hmm. thing, because mm-hmm. I have never lived through that myself, but. To not be able to go through a 6-hour shift without drinking, because I don't think she cares what happens outside of the show. She probably loves it for, like, them to be at a party and drinking so that she gets good footage for her show, because she's a producer. But at her job, like, at a business, you really don't want a drunk person working for you.
Correct.
So I think she's saying, I don't know, too. It's scary.
Yep.
That's why
is a business.
That's why he'll probably stay. I mean, I don't know if he stays on the show. I mean, I don't know. I know he got fired from the job, but he'll almost be like a Tom, you know, like still.
Or Stassi or Kristen. I mean, they are still
exactly.
big parts of the show.
They're not working.
They're not a part of it.
We are quickly running out of time here. Yeah. But we skipped over. Tom asks Ariana to eat the ass steak and become a groomsman.
And she did it. Love her.
She's so tough. I love it.
This was the scene out of her entire tenure on Vanderpump Rules that I liked her. I have never loved Ariana. I've never liked her much, really. Mm-hmm. And tonight, I was like, that was so genuine. When she mm-hmm. got up to hug him to thank him for considering her to be a groomsman, mm-hmm. I loved it. I thought it was a beautiful scene.
She's one of my faves. I've always liked her.
Really?
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. I've liked her. I thought she handled everything with Kristen great. Like, in, mm-hmm. what was that, season two or three? Two?
Three?
Whenever it happened.
A while ago.
Yeah, and I think she's consistently been fun. Last season, a little rough with the sketch. The sketch on the beach. But whatever.
I when she and Tom came here, I really enjoyed her. She's just like, what you see is what you got. Yeah. No games. She's cool.
It's different for me, though, too, because I really don't know her. She's one of the ones I don't know. Mm-hmm. I've said hi to her twice, maybe, mm-hmm. and that's it. I don't know what she's like in real life as mm-hmm. opposed to what she is on TV. Because some of them are a little different.
Yeah. You guys have any quick predictions? Let's do predictions really quick.
I have one.
Okay.
I think that we're going to have a guest in studio next week.
Oh, surprise! Such a prediction. Okay, guys, we'll have a cast.
This is another one that I don't know about, so anybody like to update me? We're not allowed to
say. You just found out with everybody.
We were going to... I don't know either, but as far as the show prediction, I think that we're going to see James continue to try to crawl back into any kind of space working at Pump or Sir. I think he's never going to give up trying to give that job back.
He'll beg.
I agree 100% with you. Yeah, okay. Don't need to say any more.
I think we're going to see another Tom and Katie pre-wedding jitters fight, which is pretty obvious. I'm just wondering what this sparks this one. I think it's the Ariana becoming a groomsman.
Oh, you're right.
Probably. Guys, I didn't make the cauliflower steaks with pesto sauce, but I have all the ingredients.
It was your
home.
Birthday. You didn't need to.
I know. I was like, you know what? Cauliflower steaks don't go so well with birthday cake, but we'll try to. I'll do that for next week. Love you all so much. Everyone, where can we find you online to continue the convo?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Matthew E. Payne.
Instagram is @don't_be_jealous and @still_jealous on Twitter.
I love that.
Thank you.
And you can find me on Twitter at Let's Face It 33, Instagram, and everywhere else. Let's Face It with Justine.
And you guys can follow me on Snapchat, Twitter, and Instagram at Megan Stecher. It's MEGANSTECHER. If you want to tweet me happy birthday, I have a few hours left of my birthday.
Yay!
I'd be more than happy to accept it.
Hey, Megan.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
It's happy my birthday. Oh my God. Hi, Saucy. Live for you. Guys, we'll see you next week for episode 5 of Pump Rules. Thanks for joining us.
Good
Bye.
Night.
Bye.
Producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.